What do I need to do next to move my business forward? This is a question that I get asked all the time because there is so much information out there telling you what you could be doing in your business or what you should be doing in your business. And how do you sort through all of that noise and figure out what that thing is that you should be working on that's going to help you get ahead and move forward and reach your business goals? This is what we're going to be talking about today. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I love helping small business owners create more time and efficiency so they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. So, do you know what your next step is to move forward in your business and reach your goals? Do you know what that thing is that you need to do in order to actually move the needle? Well, let's break this down a little bit. So, the first thing to consider is keeping it simple. When I talk to business owners and new clients of mine, one of the things that often comes up is that they have all of these ideas of things that they want to be doing. They've got these to-do lists that are a mile long, and they have all these different strategies and things that they want to implement that they have heard from different experts out there on the internet. And the reality is that that's probably way too many things for you to do in your business. So if you can narrow down your focus on key areas that are actually going to make a difference right now, that is not only going to save your sanity, it's going to make things so much easier and faster so that you can actually start seeing results now. So what you want to think about is, what are the activities or things, projects that I want to do in my business that are actually directly or indirectly going to generate revenue? Because at the end of the day, if you are focusing most of your time and attention on things that aren't making money, you're not helping your business grow. So think about this. When I talk to people who want to bring new leads or new traffic into their business, they are often very focused on their social media and the content that they're putting out there. Now, content is great. It can help you create a loyal audience. It can help build your authority and your brand recognition. But a lot of people that I talk to, myself included, do not get the majority of their leads and clients directly from social media. So if you're focusing most of your time there, you may not be getting a good return on your investment. So if you are looking at bringing new leads into your business, maybe you need to focus your time somewhere else so that you can generate that revenue. Or if you are focused on creating a new offer, a new program, or an online course or something like that, make sure that you have some sort of market research or proof that this is something that people are actually going to buy before you put all this time and effort into creating it only to have it flop. There are no guarantees, but if you have some indications that this is something that people are looking for, that definitely helps. So focus on those revenue generating activities. You might be a step removed. You might be working on putting systems in place to handle an influx of people. So not every task is going to directly make money, but it needs to be focused on those revenue activities and supporting them. The next thing I encourage you to ask yourself is, what is the most urgent need in my business right now? So if you are overwhelmed keeping up with your day-to-day tasks, maybe the most urgent need in your business right now is streamlining your tasks and putting some systems and automation in place. If you are struggling with the amount of money you're making in your business right now, maybe you need to be focusing on finding new leads or creating some sort of new offer to catch people's attention. Or if you have you know, a good amount of work in your business right now to the point where you are overwhelmed, maybe what you need to focus on is either growing a team, or maybe you're in a situation where you're overworked because you do one-on-one services, and maybe you need to think about ways to move to one-to-many services instead. So what is most urgent in your business right now? Because if you fix that thing, you're going to be moving forward. And then think about how you're actually going to get there. Don't think about the whole thing and get overwhelmed. Think about the first step. So if you are thinking about moving your one-on-one services to one-to-many services, what's the first thing that you need to do? Maybe it's think about what that one-to-many service might look like and brainstorm all your ideas so that you can narrow it down from there. So start with your first step and then think about what would be the very next step and the very next step, rather than trying to think about how to get from point A to point P. Think about all the things in the middle, right? And this is going to help you come up with a plan to get there. At this point, if you don't know all of the steps to get there, you may want to reach out to somebody for some guidance or some support in getting there. And there are lots of people out there that you could talk to depending on the type of help that you're looking for. So this could be in the form of a coach or a mentor or somebody to help you put an action plan into place. It all depends on what your particular situation is. So I hope that this has helped you get some clarity on what you need to do next to move your business forward. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you know someone who would benefit from this video, please share it with them. I will see you soon.